State Ag Secretary Rod Nelsastuen is on a Wisconsin task force for bio-based energy, which includes renewable fuels. He says he hopes the higher energy prices triggered by Hurricane Katrina will prompt the nation to balance its energy sources.
And I think the critical difference here is the fact that we now have the technology sets to provide realistic alternatives to broaden this base that we may have not had before. So the crucial difference, I think, is going to be if we have the political will.
Nelsastuen says science is improving in getting electricity from dairy farm manure and wood and crop waste, and from the methane released by landfills and wastewater treatment plants. He says the same goes for making ethanol and biodiesel fuels. Larry Crum manages the state's Focus on Energy Renewable Energy Program. He says a key hurdle is economies of scale. For instance, when it comes to using anaerobic digesters to turn cow manure into power.
The size of the farm typically has to have about 500 dairy cows or more at this point to make the economics work out well. Now, we have supported R&D projects to work on the next slice, you know, maybe from 200 to 500. We're getting close, you know, but we're not quite there yet, and hopefully we'll have some funding available to work on even smaller ones in the future.
Alternative energy sources still only provide a few percent of U.S. energy needs, but backers hope that number can rise to at least 25% within a couple of decades. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.